We mentioned when we were learning Perek Hezeh Neshech that the Mechaber in Hilchos Ribbis, it's in Yeridei Simin Kuf Nun Tes Sif Beis Paskins Meshumid Mutter LaHalvoisay BeRibbis. It's mutter to loan money to a meshumid. It's a mummer BeRibbis. The Rama says V'yesh Machmirin. There are those that are machmer. Either way, the Shulchan Aruch says that even though you're allowed to lend money to a Meshumid Beribis, or Bevatzel Lil Vois Mimenu Beribis, we're not allowed to borrow money from a Meshumid Beribis, but it's Mutter LaHalvoisai Beribis, you're allowed to lend money to a Meshumid Beribis. We mentioned that there's a Machloikis Rishonim, why it is that this is Mutter. Now the Ramah brings the Yesh Machmir, but according to the Shittas that hold that it's Mutter, it's a Machloikis Rishonim. The Ramban, often art in the sugyas in Mesechtes Bava Metzia says that the reason it's mutter is because if you take a look at the Torah, whenever the Torah talks about the Issa Ribbis, so the Torah says that who are you not allowed to lend money to Beribbis? Who are you not allowed to borrow money from Beribbis? It's always Achicha, right? In Parashas Baha, the pasuk begins, V'chiyomuch Achicha. Umata yada imach, vechzakta by gerva toshav, vechai imach. Al tikach me ito neshach vesarbis via resa me alokecha, vechai achicha imach. So the parashah begins, vechi yamuch achicha, and it concludes, vechai achicha imach. And parashah's ki seitse, loy sashach le achicha, neshach kesef, neshach oichel, neshach kol dover ashi yishach. La nochri sashach u la achicha loy sashach. Lemani varecha Hashem alaykecha v'chulei v'chulei. The point is that when the Torah describes the counterparty in Ribbis, the Torah refers to him as achicha. Says the Ramban Dover Nifla. He says a mummer, a meshumet, someone that's not shoyim the Torah mitzvahs, he's lav bechlal achicha. And because he's lav bechlal achicha, so therefore he's excluded from the parish of Ribbis. So if he's excluded from the parish of Ribbis, there's no issa to be malva b'Ribbis. Who are you now let to be malva b'Ribbis to? So if you ask the man on the street, he's going to say a yid. No, it's the wrong answer. Says the Ramban. It's not a yid. It's achicha. And being that the criteria is achicha, says the Ramban, a mummer's la b'chlal achicha. Just to explain this a little bit better. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, daf mem dalet, afal pisha chote yisrohu. If a yid sins, it doesn't matter how grave and serious his avera is. At the end of the day, afal pisha chote yisrohu, he's always considered a yid. Abazak the Ramban, just because you're a yid, doesn't mean you're my brother. That not. He's lav b'chlal ochicha. And because he's lav b'chlal ochicha, it's not the Ramban. It's for that reason, mishumid mutter l'halvoisei b'ribis. The Torah, however, says a different shot. The Torah says that the reason you're allowed to be malva b'ribis to a mishumid is because when the Torah talks about ribis, the Torah gives the time of the krah. It says, al tikach mi'itoi neshech v'sarbis v'yoreisa me'alokecha v'chei ochicha imach. The idea, the goal, the objective of the Issa Ribbis is v'chei ochicha imach, hachayeyo. And being that the objective is hachayeyo, so says the Torah, that the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Chavav, that a mummer, a meshumid, ein atom mitzuvah lahachayose. You have no chiyuv to be mechayev. You don't even have to return his aveda. If you see him in a bar, could be you don't have to take him out of the bar. May even be able to throw him into the bar. But the bottom line is, Iyata mitzvah lachiyosa. So says the Torah, Givaldik. You want to know why the G'dayle Rishonim said that a meshumid mutal avoyse b'ribis? It's because what's the aside of ribis? Let's be dirish the time of the cry. It says, V'chei ochicha imach. So someone that you're mitzvah lachiyosa, a person like that, you're muzer not to lend him b'ribis. But being that a meshumid, Iyata mitzvah lachiyosa, so it's for that reason that loch is going to be that you let it be malvin b'ribis. And we spoke out that Reb Kivagin is agoyse and Shulchan Aruch brings common afgaminas between the time of the Ramban and the time of the Torah. But again, subtle but very different reasons why it is that a meshumid is mutter l'halva b'ribis. According to the Ramban, it's mutter because he's lav b'chlal ochicha. And the criteria for the issa ribis is you have to be my brother. It's not enough you're a Jew. You have to be my brother. The Torah says that no, that the reason is not because he's lav b'chlal ochicha, but it's because the Torah says v'chei ochicha imach. And there's no chiyuv to be mechaya. There's no chiyuv to be mechaya a mummer. In other words, according to the Ramban, it's because he's not achicha. According to the Torah, he is achicha. It's because there's no chiyuv v'chei achicha imach. Which we said, b'milam acherim means that there seems to be a machloikis over here. There seems to be a machloikis over here between the Ramban and the Torah, whether or not a mummer is bechlal achicha or whether he's not bechlal achicha. And as we mentioned, this really has ramifications and ripple effects in so many sugyas hashas, because there's many times that the Torah presents a halacha and prefaces it with the word achicha. And really, what would seem to emerge is it a mumer included in those halachas, or is he not included in those halachas? Now, just as a disclaimer, we know that there's an idea of a tinik shenishba, and a tinik shenishba is not necessarily a mumer, according to Ruba the Ruba of Poiskin, he's not bechlal this sugya bechlal. So obviously, you know, when it comes to halacha lemaisi, you have to look at it through the prism of the sugya of tinik shenishba. But we're talking about someone that's vaday a mumer. And with regards to that, is he bechlal ochicha or is he not bechlal ochicha? It seems to be a machloikis rishonim tucked away in Bava Metzia, Ayin Aleph, in the sugya of Perakezu and Neshach regarding the halach and Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya. Simen kuf nun tes sif beis. But we had a ha'ara. It was only last week. And that is that l'chur, at first glance, it would seem that this shayla of whether or not a mumr should be b'chlal ochicha, shouldn't be b'chlal ochicha, should be tali in a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda that's mentioned in a few places in Shas, most notably in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph. And that is, the Rambam in Hilchis Matnas Anim, Perik Yud Halacha Beis says, that why is it that two Jews are called brothers, right? The Torah always refers to two Yidden as having a brother relationship. So the Rambam says, Kol Yisrael va'anilva aleihem ke'achim heim. This is literally l'shoinei azov shel Rambam. He says, all Yidden are considered brothers. Why? Shenemar banim atam l'Hashem aleikeichem. Because all Yidden are considered banim l'Hashem aleikeichem. What does Rambam mean to say? What makes two people brothers? The fact that they share a common parent. You have the same father, you have the same mother. So by definition, you're a brother. Being that all Yidden are banim l'Hashem aleikeichem, that means we have the same father. We all scream, Avinu, Avinu Malkeinu. So if we all have the same father, so by definition, it means that we're brothers. So says the Rambam, Kol Yisrael v'anu v'aleim ka'achemem sh'nem v'banim atal l'Hashem aleikeichem. So we tainu that l'chayr v'muschul rishon, this shayla should really be toluy in the machloikis, Remain Rabbi Yehuda, whether a mummer is considered part of banim atam l'Hashem aleikeichem or not. We know that the Gemara says banim atam l'Hashem aleikeichem is mashem atam noyegim minig banim atam kruyim banim ein atam noyegim minig banim ein atam kruyim banim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rameir holds ben kachu ben kach kruyim banim shenem, and he brings four psukim to back up his point. But al kapanim, so the horror was that l'chura, whether or not we treat a mummer like a brother, based on the time of the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchas Matnas Aniyin, should be totally in the Machlokes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda. Whether a mummer is considered banim atam l'Hashem aleikeichem, if a mummer is included in banim atam l'Hashem aleikeichem, because benkachu benkach kruim banim, like Rameir says, okay, then he should be considered a brother. And if not, not. The kasha that we had was is that we know the Tshuvas HaRashba, where the Rashba says that we paskin like Rameir, that benkachu benkach kruim banim. And if we pass like Rameir, benkachu benkach kruim banim, then it's poshit then, based on the time of the Rambam al kaponim, that what? That a mummer should be considered a brother. And if that's the case, we had a little bit of a horror on the Ramban. The Ramban, and we shouldn't work with this. Poiskim, I should say, work with this. The Ramban shita is that a mummer is lav bechlal ochicha. L'chura, if a mummer is lav bechlal ochicha, then how do you reconcile it with the time of the Rambam that the reason two Yidden are considered brothers is because banim atam l'Hashem aleikeichem, in light of the fact that we pass like Rameir, that even a mummer, benkach, ubenkach kruyim banim. So you have to say, and we said it really, really quickly, that maybe the Ramban had a different reason why it is that Yidden are considered brothers. It has nothing to do with banim atam l'Hashem aleikeichem. It's a geshmak pshat. The Rambam says a mefurish, but could be at a different reason. It has nothing to do with banim atam l'Hashem aleikeichem, and as a result, it has nothing to do with benkach ubenkach kruyim banim. But I just want to share a marumokim nifla that Echad b'bnei Chabura Baruch Pamper shared with me. And that is the chida in his Midbar Kedemos. This is in Mareches Beis, it's Ois Beis. So it's on the word banim. It's in Mareches Beis. Says the chida as follows. Banim, plukta de Rabbi Yehuda v'Rameir, perikama de Kedushin. De la Rabbi Yehuda, im oisin ritzoyne shal makim nikru banim, u la Rameir b'chol gabne mikru banim. V'arashba b'tshuva chelik alav, simen kuf tzadik dalav, v'simen resh beis kasa, da'af agav de kain malon. Rameir v'Rabbi Yehuda, aloch k'Rabbi Yehuda, even though throughout Shas, we have the Zemach Lix Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, hoch k'ay malon k'Rameir, here we pass like Rameir, de kroy daiki alive, because the psukim are more meduyik like him. Rameir brought four mekayrus to this Indian of benkachu benkach kruyim banim. So says the chida, achaz man ro'isi, after some time I found, la haramban, the Perush al Atayr Parshas Hazinu, that the Ramban in his Perush al Atayr Parshas Hazinu, al Aposik, Bonov Mumon, the Nokit Ki Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Ayin Shom, take a look over there, Vidoik, and you're going to see that the Shitas HaRamban is that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that Bizman She Oysen, when the Noyak Minik Bonim, it's only then that they're called Bonim. So what's this Ramban that the Chidah found, where he said he holds that in the Ramban it's Mavur that he held like Rabbi Yehuda. That's on the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Hazinu. All the Pasukim of Parshas Hazinu are very hard. But the Pasuk says, Shiches Loi, Loi Bonov Mumam, Dor Ikesh Ufesaltel. So I ain't Rashi what it means. But the Ramban has his own shot. The Ramban says like this. Says the Ramban, Hamum Yikore Hashchasa. A mum is referred to sometimes as Hashchasa. Kumay Shenemar, Ki Mashchasam Bahem Mumbam, V'chein it says, V'zoyveach Mashchas, Lasha. Okay. Yoimar, what's the Pasuk saying? Shiches loy, loy bonov mumam, do ikesh ufsalto, ki mumam shel Yisrael, shiches latsur, amoy v'nachalosai. That because of the mum of the Yidden, it created a hashchosa in the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and amoy. How so? Ukra'om loy bonov. Ad kidei kach, that it forced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to refer to the Yidden as Loi Bonov, Kashe Yikarein Bonov Be'ez Ratzen. In contrast to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually refers to his children, Be'ez Ratzen, which is Bonov. So says the Ramban, it's a hard taich in the Pasuk, Shiches Loi, Loi Bonov Mumon. That because of the Mumim of the Yidden, it was Shiches Loi. It created Hashchasa Ki'ilu, Klape Kutcha Berichu, not Kutcha Berichu, but Klapi his relationship to Klal Yisrael. Where was it manifest at? That Loi Bonov. Now all of a sudden Hashem says, you're not my sons. I'm not your sons. What happened to Bonim Atam L'Hashem Alekeichem? Zokter Ramban, Be'ez Rotzen, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Bonim Atam L'Hashem Alekeichem. But in this Matziv, he was Karam Loi Bonov. So says the Chidah, I saw the Rajman and the Tshuva Paskins like Rameyer, that Ben Kachu Ben Kach Kriyim Bonim. Av Omnam Achaz Man Ro Yisil Ramban Be'Pirush Alatay, Pashat Azinu Al Pos, Bonov Mumam Denoki Kirab Yehuda. Ayin Shom Bedoik, that Ramban Shita is like Rab Yehuda. Is Lefizet Haflav Afela Mamish. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is the Ramban Sheet. It's the Shita of Ramban above a Mitzvah that Bayan Aleph. He says that you want to know why it's Mutal Havas Bribis to a Meshumet to a Mumer, because take a look at the Pasuk. He says, Achicha, 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 and being that it's all totally, it's the Ramban Shi, oh no, the Torah says not the Var, it's Eat the Mitzvah Lach Yoisei, I'm Brishoinim, the Ramban is the Mechudish the Gemahalach. He's the one that says that it's Labachal Achicha. Now this Ramban is quoted, but he says it's Labachal Achicha. So always the Kasha, Lachura, if you're going to tell me that the reason Yidden are called brothers is based on the fact that we share a common father, who's the common father? Kutcha Berichu. Like the Ram says, Perikutichos Matnasanim, Benkachu, Benkachu, and Bonim. And we pass it like Rav Meir. The Rav Meir Shnita is Benkachu, Benkachu, and Bonim. And even though usually pass it like Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Loch, Rav Yehuda, Irvin, Daf, Menvo. But over here, it's Daiki, Kroi, Kavosei, like the Rashba says twice in a Tshuva. Says, if that's the case, how could the Ramban say that a Mum is Lapachal Lochicho? The Teres said, Raboruch Pamper is, it's the Ramban Lushitose, it's Mamish Hafeldig. The Ramban Lushitose that the Chidov found in his Midbar Kedemois, who Lefurish said like Rav Yehuda, it's scary, but he said that Loch, like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to be Noyak Binik Bonim in order to be considered Bonim. Ramban Lushitosai, Taka, he's masking. The reason Yidden are considered brothers is because Bonim Atam Lashem Alekechem. But it's Daika for that reason that you're not Bechal Lochicha. Because, like we said, what's the Shiloh Toli? It's telling the Machlekes, Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. Snavad, the Rishonim, the passing like Rameir, it's guns good. Oh, but the Ramban passing like Rabbi Yehuda. And because the Ramban passing like Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore, Lishitasa, he holds that a mumer is labachal achicha, mamish meduyek. But just to be messiah, right, it ends, we walk away from this raid bite with a little bit of a funny feeling, meaning everyone gets a lot of chizik in Shitas Rameir, benkachu, benkach kruim, bonim, Rameir balanes, etc., etc. Now it's not so posh, it's the Shitas HaRajba, but Rabban's Choylik, maybe this is really a Machloikas Rishayna, maybe it's not so posh. Now, maybe you have to visit all these Shitas here in Hilchas Ribbis, and maybe it's all playing itself out in this Machloikas Rameir Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds a little bit like a stretch, but Al Koponim, there's a Shitas Ramban over here. Oh, but the emes is, I don't think anybody has to worry. And the reason is, because at the end of the day, there's Halach and Shulchan Aruch, this is in Hilchas Avelis, So you don't usually get chizik from Hilchas Avelos, but this is in Hilchas Avelos. It's in Yeridea Simon Shin Ayin Beis Esif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch over there is discussing the halacha that everybody knows that Kivrei Akum are not metam. Right, it's only not metam b'ayil, but Kivrei Akum are not metam because it says Adam Kiyamas b'ayil Atem Kriyim Adam the Ein Oivdei Kechavim Kriyim Adam a Gemara Bava Metzia Dav Kuf Yud Dalet says the Ramah. Even though there are people that are meikel when it comes to kivrei goyim, nachin lahachmer. The right thing to do is to be machmer. Aval kever shel mumer. But as it relates to a kever of a mumer, metama kishel Yisrael. Everybody holds that a kever of a mumer is metama kishel Yisrael. Says the goyim. What's the makar to this? K'moyish kasa perik vavad esanhedrim em dalad amad aleph. Aval pisha chata v'chulu. Ube perik dalad yivamas mem zayin amad beis. Ube soy perik hamad de kudushin l'rameir benkach u'benkach kruyim bonim. Ayin shayl s'chufas arad b'chela galav simen kuf tzadik dalad v'simen reish mem beis. In other words, the Ramah that says that the kever of a mumer is mitama, like a Yisrael, not like the makilim, when it comes to Kivrei Yaakov, is based on that Tshuvas HaRashba. If you look at the Tshuvas HaRashba, that's what Rashba was asked about. The question that was asked to the Rashba was, is the kever of a mumer, is it metama or not metama? And in that Tshuva, the Rashba paskin, that being that we paskin like Remeir, Ben Kachu, Ben Kachru, and Bonim, you're a Yisrael, you're not just a Yisrael, you're a Ben, and if that's the case, your kever is going to be metama. So it's true, it's a machloikis rishonim, zok techida, between the Rashba and the Ramban. Whether we paskin like Ramey or whether we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Ramah was Machriya. And the Ramah brings this Tshuvas HaRashba lahalacha. Aval kever shel mumer mitam kishel Yisrael. Here, makilim, not makilim. That's all a shayla when it comes to Kivrei Yaakov. But here's not the Ramah, the halacha is like the Rashba. And just to add one neufich to this, and that is, we've mentioned this many times in the past, but not recently, and that is that Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, in his Tshuva Me'ahava, he brings from his Greiser Rebbe, the Noida B'Yehuda. Now this that he brings was said in the context of, it was said in the context of the halachos of Sirchis, machloikis between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah as it relates to the definition of glat, right? So there's glat, and then there's glat Beis Yosef. And everybody knows glat Beis Yosef is a little more expensive. It's better, right? It's a much higher caliber of glat than is the glat of the Ramah. So listen to what the Rabbi Elazar Fleckless says. Shamati mimei v'rabbi agoin rabin shol Yisrael nishmasi b'ganeidin elyon. Next week is the night of Yehuda's yard side. Yud Zayin here. He says, hinei b'roiv ha'shulchan aruch tasa mechaber lahakal. He said, again, who's he quoting? The Noid of Yehuda. He said, "Roiv of Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber is Mekel, the Ramah and Amachmirim, and the Ramah is Machmir." Ule inyan miach umnishmosh besircha. But when it comes to sirchas, when it comes to the definition of glat, muchlefes hashita. It's just the opposite. The Beis Yosef was much more Machmir. So the Noid of Yehuda said like this: Ule vay shechachmi Yisrael hiskim ule hepech. He says, "I wish the chachmi Yisrael would have been maskin." Listen to this: to always paskin like the Beis Yosef. With all the coolers of the Beis Yosef, I'd be to take on the chumra of glat. He says, I don't like the Ramah's cool of glat. Ki rabu ha-mechsholim ba-vayneseinu ha-rabim mi-kul ha-zur b'miyuch u-mishmash. Ma she-einon b'chol ha-kul ha-ishazach ha-mechab. He says, if you would take this one cooler from the Ramah of miyuch and mishmash as it relates to glat, and you put it on one side, and you would take all the coolest of the Beis Yosef, and you put it on the other side, this would be machri, or like Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. He would namish be machri. This one coolest machri everything. Amnon, but says the Noi Debido, kach kibalnu aleinu v'alzareinu v'ad oila. He says, I want to tell you what we will mekabel for ourselves, for our children, mamish until Mashiach is going to come. B'medinas Ashkenaz u'poivim, hanim shochin achar ramah, that Moshe emes, v'tayrosa emes, u'mino loy tozua. We were mekabel that if the Ramah says it, this is the halach. It could be a machloikis between the Ramban and the Rashba. It could be a big machloikis mishoinen. But it says the Noida B'Yehuda, kach kibalnu aleinu v'alzareinu v'ad oivam b'medinas Ashkenaz u'poilam. Moshe emes v'tayrasa emes u'minol oisazu. So it could be from this raid light it comes out that there is a shitas Ramban that holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't say benkach u'benkach kruyim banim. But Moshe emes v'tayrasa emes u'minol loitazua. The Ramah in Hilchas Avelos and Simon Shin Ayim Beis Paskins the Tshuvas HaRashba, and if that's the case, halacha lemaisa, it's like Rameir that benkach u benkach kruim ban.